Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Looking forward to having you join in the dialogue and the discussion. You can do so by dialing 831-0917. 831-0917 is your telephone number. Your call goes direct through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, dialogue, and discussion on the issue we're talking about today. Question form. Are the enemies within? Have we opened the door and allowed the enemies of God, the enemies of the church, the enemies of morals and ethics and values and faith and family and freedom? Have we opened the door and allowed them to come in? Them meaning the demonic enemies that seemingly controls our nation today and controlling the world order today. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a very volatile world. We're witnessing changes almost on a moment-by-moment basis, a change in our nation, a change in the culture, a change in the economy, a change in the global world scene, almost with lightning speed, and yet there seems to be a silence from the pulpits and a silence from the Christians as to what is taking place, what is happening, and the answer to the question. It boils down to having a central biblicist worldview. Biblical Christianity has basically surrendered the authority to the globe, to the world, to the society in which we're living in, rather than taking that authority ourselves. The scripture is very clear, give no place to the devil. Ladies and gentlemen, we've given place to the devil for some time now, and we're reaping the whirlwind. We've sown to the wind, we're reaping the whirlwind today as a result of it. We'll be talking about that during this broadcast today. We'll look at several of the facets and the things that are taking place nationally and globally. We'll look at what is happening in Washington that's seemingly trying to get our attention off the real events that are taking place, and wanting us to focus on the January 6th hearings and the fiasco and the fraudulent charade that is taking place there. So we would entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion in relationship to where we are. How did we get here? How are we going to get out of it? What do we do? What's God doing in the midst of all of this? How does He respond to where we are? And how should we respond to Him in relationship to that? Those are questions that I believe that we'll touch on and allow you, the listener, to join in the dialogue and discussion and give your input. Someone said on one occasion, I'd like to put in my 2 cents worth. Well, today you have the opportunity to do so. You can dial 831-0917. Shortly after a brief monologue, the mics will be open, the lines will be open, and allow you to call in with your discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. We base our dialogue and discussion each and every day on what does the word of God say. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31-32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then in John 14:6, the Lord Jesus says, I am truth. And further, he makes a declaratory statement in John 17:17, where the Lord Jesus says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God that I admonish us to look at, listen to, and follow as we talk about this on this broadcast each and every day. It is truth that is seemingly laughed at, mocked at, jeered at, rejected, ridiculed, and not adhered to today. And it was the secularist George Orwell in his dystopian novel called 1984 that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that to be extremely true today, very, very relevant today. And it goes back to a statement that I've used a number of times coming from the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. Jim DeMint said, America's decline is linked to the death of truth. And he says, in part, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume that whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. So, ladies and gentlemen, it goes back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, or the 15th century, the church reformer and theologian, Jan Hus. About to get my errors incorrect. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And that's what I challenge us to do in this broadcast each and every day. Seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, live the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment leadership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, including the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professionals as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. But ladies and gentlemen, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics, technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. Its family-friendly oriented environment allows the staff to go into the house of worship, the place of God, with the children of God on Sunday, because Tools for Time is closed on Sunday. Tools for Time allows the Tools for Time family to exercise their opportunity to worship and serve the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time, make your application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does as far as placing you in the home and the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take one more minute and a brief addition to my pre-monologue before we take our first caller. But ladies and gentlemen, one of the most difficult things I believe in America today is to realize what is changing and what is taking place and not let it surprise us. Ladies and gentlemen, these changes, these modifications in the laws, this lawlessness that is found in the Biden administration, what seemingly is turning right upside down and right becoming wrong and wrong becoming right, which is fulfilling Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 20. Oh, none of this, ladies and gentlemen, takes God by surprise. It doesn't cause God to be surprised at all. But ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you that we're finding it more and more difficult to survive in a nation where truth is abandoned and where God is not recognized, where morals and ethics and the foundation of our nation are being undermined. And Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So, ladies and gentlemen, the question begs to be asked and demands to be answered. What's the answer? Where are we going? How do we get here? Are we trying to survive with the enemies already in the gates, already inside, if you will? I believe I have a caller on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Hi, this is Terry. How are you, Dr. Youngblood?
Doing and great. I pray that you are.
I am well, and a belated happy Father's Day.
Thank you so much.
I believe that we have let them in. Because how can the saints tolerate our country coming into like Sodom and Gomorrah and allowing a demon to possess our land? How? And there's more of us out here who's slipping away and don't even really know that they're slipping away. And where's the reverence of God? And it's like, where I live at, one night there was nothing but fireworks the first night of the celebration. And I was like, Lord, I know you see and I know you hear. And it has a fear and a grip of my stomach that what's going to happen during this time? Are we ready? If we're tolerating it in the streets, how are we going to set somebody free in a church? I mean, in the building, or cast it out? And we're allowing it to send up different leagues every so often of demonic spirits. It's a spirit that's taken over. It's been destroyed before. And I believe God, He has a plan. That's sweet.
Yes. Terry, you're exactly right. In fact, if you'll hang on a minute, then I'll read a brief article and let you respond. I'm looking at an article that says, True Biblical Christianity. It's dated June 17th of this year. This writer says, I wish I had the words and the ability to express and describe in such a way that all Americans would clearly see and understand that we're in an extremely dangerous position, having been captured by the demonic New World Order and the occult. I also wish that I could get all pastors in the churches in America to see that we are to be ruled by God. But because of our blatant disobedience to the Lord Jesus Christ, we are ruled by Satan and his new world demonic order. As a result, we are under the judgment of God because of our blatant disobedience of refusing to resist the devil that's overtaking this nation. Because we have so many false pastors, false religious people that have no idea that we're in a spiritual battle, that we've been losing that battle since 1963 when Saul Alinsky and the Frankfurt School declared war on our republic, war on our God, war on our Constitution, war against our freedoms, war against marriage and our family structure, our children, and our morality. End quote. So, Terry, you're exactly right. We're faced with an enemy. I believe it's the enemy that is, I call it, within, and it's the demonic enemy. And to answer the question and to respond to your statements, we're watching this because we have pastors in the pulpits that won't stand for truth. We have those that claim to be saved that are not living as saved people. How do you respond to that?
I respond to that I'm going to use myself as an example. That is easy to step in, and I know that different things in life, like love, life circumstances and stuff. But when Jesus Christ comes inside of us and we give our life to him, we are for him then. And people who are strong and who have been ordained to even do spiritual warfare and cast out, I'm old school. I've seen it done, and I know it can be done because it was done within me. And anybody can say what they want, or they were born this way or that way, baby, be born again. But God is not going to be mocked. And it's going to start in the church, too, because people don't believe in spirits who are call themselves anointed. How can you be anointed and you don't see the enemy? And you're giving out word to other people. I was out there. God delivered me of 35-year drug addiction and prostitution. I've never been in a school. And I've got my teaching from on high and a person that I could sit at their feet and learn. It's what you want. Even sometimes when a person say, I'm this, I'm that, LB or whatever. No, baby, that's a demon and you're doing it because you want to.
You said that right. It's a personal choice for an individual to say yes to the Lordship of Jesus Christ or to be simply involved in what the demons would have accomplished to destroy and to tear down. That's what we see taking place. Terry, you're exactly right. You're on target with what you're saying. And thank you so much for joining the dialogue and the discussion today. And as always we always need to keep on looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. It's closer today than it was yesterday. Thank you, Terry, for your call.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that many are not recognizing as to the cause and effect. Many are not wanting to recognize that we've gotten so far away from God as a nation that we have turned our backs on God. We banned the Bible. We banned the prayer in the public arena. And as a result of that, we've gotten so far away from God that I believe multitudes do not even recognize and realize the plight that we're faced with in our nation. And the question is, can we survive as a nation if we have abandoned God and abandoned the Bible, abandoned prayer? We have we're watching the prosecution and persecution of those of faith. We're watching the prosecution and persecution of the conservatives, the Christians, the patriots in America today, and truth has been totally abandoned, where God is not recognized. Morals and ethics and the ethical foundations are being absolutely eviscerated, undermined, and destroyed. I'm thankful for some things that we are seeing. I'm thankful for some of the comments and the statements and the stands that's been taken by our governor here in the state of Florida. For example, I'm looking at an article from the governor's office, Ron DeSantis, for governor, Florida governor. And he says, our country is currently facing a great threat. A new enemy has emerged from the shadows that seek to destroy and intimidate their way to a transformed state and country. And you and I would hardly recognize where it is, where we're going. This enemy is the radical, vigilant, woke mob that will steamroll anything and everyone in their way. Their blatant attacks on America's way of life are clear and intensifying, stifling all dissent, public shaming, rampant in their violence and perverted versions of history. A group that will literally tear down monuments and buildings, but perhaps even more sinister, tear down the American spirit itself. They go after their family units, parental rights, traditional morals and values, go against the church and the fact-based information and educational system. Over the past few years, we watched horrified as this group's attempting to brainwash our children into thinking that we live in an evil, racist, irredeemable country. We listen to them deny science and data to exert political theater, all the while trampling over personal liberties enshrined in our Constitution. We saw them take to the streets for an entire summer, like outlaws burning, looting, destroying everything in the sight while being told they were mostly peaceful and passionate. We watched big tech moguls in Silicon Valley to be arbiters of the truth, deciding who gets to speak and who gets silenced through the digital public square. We listened to the legacy media muffle legitimately verifiable truth stories that didn't align with the preferred narratives, only to watch the truth trickle out of the mouths later at a more politically expedient time. Well, this is Governor DeSantis. He says, well, friend, the time for listening and watching for the sideline from the sidelines, I believe, is over. This enemy has taken over media, educational institutions, corporate boards, professional sports, foundations, and professional institutions. They have left no corner of our lives untouched, but all hope is not lost. We, the people, still have a say. We know the truth, you and I, about America and the country she is and can be. We must fight to defeat these false pretenses and predetermined narratives. I'm choosing to counter the enemy with faith, with reason, and with freedom. I've chosen to lead with a vision that builds America up rather than tearing it down. And the article goes on. But ladies and gentlemen, that was words from Governor Ron DeSantis in the state of Florida. I don't know about you, but I am thankful to the Lord for providing that kind of leadership and that kind of moral standard and that kind of momentum that says that we're not going to allow the enemy that's within to tear down our state and continue to destroy the values in the state of Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, that's vital that we see that. All of us have witnessed, ladies and gentlemen, the repercussions by the heavy hand of government during COVID. I don't know if you recognize, and I go back to cause and effect. I go back to looking at what we're seeing today, the exponential movement, it seems, for the undermining, the destroying, and the evisceration of our foundations. And it goes back to COVID, ladies and gentlemen. Now, it's been taking place for 60, 70 years in America. I understand that. No refuting of that whatsoever. We've had the enemies within in our educational system, in our political elitist arena. We've had the enemies within that want to tear down and destroy America, make it a socialist, Marxist, communist nation for approximately 100 years. But I want us to understand that that has been sped up majorly since COVID. And when at the onset of COVID, our government and those talking heads, those that want to destroy America, those that are willing to unleash the demonic sources in our nation to destroy the morals and ethics and the values, that started it with COVID when the government declared that we must lock our churches down, when the government declared that churches were non-essential, when the government declared that pastors and churches had to cease and desist any operations on Sunday. As a result of that, and also, ladies and gentlemen, I understand that it was the total lockdown of the nation where there was a push and the mandate for masks be worn, where it was a push for everything to be locked down and destroying the economy. All of that's part and parcel of the big picture of the Build Back Better mantra that comes out of Karl Marx and Marxism that is now the mantra of Joe Biden and this entire progressive, as they're calling themselves, leadership in Washington. Joe Biden cannot balance himself on a bicycle, but we're supposed to believe that he can balance the budget. He cannot go up a pair of steps on an airplane, but we're to believe that somehow, some way, he can guide us through the jungle of higher gasoline prices and the coming recession. And I could go on and on and on. But ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden may sit in the chair in the Oval Office, but Joe Biden is not in charge of the Oval Office. That's what we must understand. We need to realize, ladies and gentlemen, that we have the enemies within, and the enemies within are propelled and promulgating demonic delusion that's saying, look at the right hand, don't pay attention to what I'm doing with the left hand. And it all started, ladies and gentlemen, with the lockdowns, the mask mandates, and the forced closings of our churches, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it was the persecution, ladies and gentlemen, the prosecution of anybody, including physicians, that would question or challenge the COVID lockdown, the COVID vaccination. Wasn't a not a vaccination at all. It's a COVID jab that destroys life and health, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says, loving lockdowns, colon, the CDC, listen to this, the CDC aims to have COVID controls institutionalized, end quote. A new report published by the Brownstone Institute contains a warning that the Centers for Disease Control, those bureaucrats who insisted on masks and distances and lockdowns and shots during the COVID pandemic, are hoping that all of those procedures will soon be institutionalized as a part of the normal operation for our nation, end quote. Tucker Carlson talked about that. He explained that the bureaucracy that went wild during COVID-19 demanding masks when science showed that they were less than effective, insisting on lockdowns that crippled parts of American economy, demanding shots that included sometimes lethal side effects, has now codified this into a new online tool that instructs cities and states precisely of what they're supposed to do given a certain level of community spread. We've seen this movie before. It's a recipe for full government control. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we may be looking at different little, if you will, tentacles of difficulties and of things that are taking. In other words, the committee of the commission of January the 6th that's taking place in Washington. That's a, if you please, a method to deflect and to cover what's really taking place. That's not the real thing. That's the show for the general public. They're wanting us to think that somehow, some way, something major, catastrophic took place, and they're wanting to fix it. We'll talk about that further in this broadcast today because there are more and more information coming out, greater and greater discoveries, that all of that was promulgated and carried out and pushed as a delusion in order for them to take greater control of our social and bring in a socialist Marxist government rather than a constitutional republic. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the left hand saying, don't pay attention to what the right hand is doing. It is a matter that the demonic control that we've allowed to take place in Washington is now on the fast track for taking further control and embedding themselves as the enemies in the future that will prevail in the days, weeks, and the months ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, the CDC and the FDA and the Biden administration are now pushing the deadly vaccination on our youngest children from 6 months old, I think it's 6 months old, to 5 years old or 15 years old. It's before it was at an age of, say, teen and preteen age. But now, ladies and gentlemen, they're pushing it for the kids, the youngest. And fortunately, in the state of Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis has said, we're not going to allow the mass vaccination of our children, of our infants, if you please, toddlers, if you please. He's saying, we're not going to do that. He is refusing to allow the federal government to ship in the vaccine. He says, if you as a parent want to have your child vaccinated, it's your prerogative. Go to your doctor. Go to the medical facilities that treat you and your family. Let them do it. But he says, from a state standpoint, we're not going to do it. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the state of Florida is the only state in America that said no to the Biden administration on wanting to flood the market with the life-changing or life-destroying jabs called the COVID-19 vaccination. We're the only state in America that said no. Governor DeSantis said no to that. But while I believe the push for more deadly vaccinations to harm more and more people is simply a demonic distraction from what is really taking place with the sweeping changes in the Beltway in Washington to undermine and tear down and destroy our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, there's several gun bills on the fast track. We have gotten to the point where even some of the major supposed conservatives in the U.S. Senate, supposed Republican conservatives, are now embracing some type gun control to infringe upon our constitutional rights. You see, the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, says that the Second Amendment is not to be infringed upon. Anything that they do that will take away from the open opportunity for a citizen to keep and bear arms is an infringement on that Second Amendment. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, that is taking place in Washington today. It is from the Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party and the Biden administration that are already on the fast track to destroy our fundamental foundation. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize that the Biden administration has operated, going on 2 years, operated on executive orders? Joe Biden has utilized executive orders some 93 times. I believe I'm correct in that number. If you know a different number, call in and let me know. I believe the number is 93 times. Operating by fiat, operating by executive orders, operating as an oligarch, operating as a dictator in the United States of America, making the decision on what is going to take place. Ladies and gentlemen, by executive orders, this government has taken full control of every governmental agency. Yet globally, Biden is being laughed at. Globally, Joe Biden is the laughingstock of the world. Our world leaders today, ladies and gentlemen, see America as weak. They look at America as being off target compass-wise. They see America as being less than powerful. They're looking at America today, and as a result of that, the laughingstock that we've become as a nation puts America in jeopardy even more than ever before. Let me just give you a little overview of some things without going into great depth. Iran, for example, has threatened America since Biden went into office. He's threatened America over and over and over with no U.S. response. They're already announcing, Iran's already announcing, that they have reached the point of being able to have a nuclear device. They now, ladies and gentlemen, are in a position that they can harm the Middle East with their nuclear weapons. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We've got 1 minute top of the hour news, and we'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.